SBS کردی روجنینی ششه ایوار و روجن یک شمه دوی دونیو رو یان گهلیدانا بره یا انترنت دما دخوازی.
On Wednesday, Turkey launched a military operation against Kurdish fighters in northeast Syria. The assault began 3 days after US President Donald Trump pulled American troops out of the area, with airstrikes hitting the border town of Ras Laien and Tel Abyad. To analyze this situation for us is Dr. William Goulet, who teaches Middle East politics and foreign policy analysis at Monash University. His PhD research at Monash University focused on ideas of identity and citizenship among the Kurds of Turkey in Istanbul and Diyarbakir. Dr. Goulet, welcome to SBS Kurdish.
May, very nice to be with you. Thank you for having me.
In your opinion, what is Turkey's motive by attacking northeast Syria?
Well, Turkey has stated that it has two specific intentions by undertaking this invasion. So the first one is to remove what they see as the terror threat along the Syrian border. Turkey, as most of your listeners will know, see the Syrian Democratic Forces and the PKK as one and the same. So they claim that anyone who's a member of the Syrian Democratic Forces is a threat to Turkey. I think this is a very complex issue, but it's a very simplistic understanding of that particular issue. And clearly, large segments within the Syrian Democratic Forces are entirely Syrian and have no interest in Turkey whatsoever. So that's their first intention. Their second intention is to create a safe zone, and I'm doing air quotes there because that area within Syria is perhaps one of the safest areas, or has been until the other day, one of the safest areas in Syria. So the plan to create this safe zone is to replace Syrian refugees who are currently in Turkey and replace them into the safe zone that they claim to be creating. I think also this idea is unsubstantiated as well, because it's hard to imagine how that area, with the enormous movements of people and conflicting forces involved there, will actually become safe. As I've noted, and as your listeners will know, it's already safe. It's going to become less safe. And whether any Syrian refugees currently in Turkey will actually want to go to that area is an entirely different question. I think it's unlikely. So the two premises for its invasion are clear, but I think they're both very flawed.
As you've mentioned just now about the replacing the refugees that are in Turkey into Kurdish or into Syrian territory, yep. Turkey is intending to place more than 2 million Syrian refugees in the Kurdish regions bordering Turkey. Wouldn't that result in Kurds becoming a minority in their own homeland?
That's clearly be the result. It's difficult to know the exact population figures within that area, but to move 2 million Syrian Arabs who are currently in Turkey, and it should be noted that Turkey has been very generous to the Syrian refugees. Again, it's a very complex issue, but Turkey opened its doors and it's been generous and should perhaps deserve some support in the effort that it's made. But removing those or replacing those Syrian refugees into that area would certainly dilute the current demographics. And again, as your listeners will know, it's not only Kurds in that northeast corner. There's also Syriac Christians and Yazidis and Arab tribes. But it's definitely going to completely change the demographic complexion of that area, which, again, is unlikely to be a safe thing. You know, enormous demographic changes in any context, particularly in a war zone, never go smoothly. So it's going to have, even if any of those refugees are willing to go into that so-called safe zone, it's going to be a very complex and very tense political situation. And it's difficult to see it actually being safe.
Dr. Goulet, as you know, many ISIS fighters and their families, including some Australians, are being held by YPG or SDF. And any instability in this region may revive ISIS. How long do you think the attack on northeast Syria by Turkey will last?
Oh, it's very difficult to predict. I mean, I think the Turkish military is hoping for a very swift and complete victory. But as everybody knows, it's a very complex area, many different groups fighting. So, you know, alongside the Kurds within the SDF, we also have Arab militias, Syriac militias, et cetera, et cetera. So it's going to be a complex war. And then if elements within ISIS are able to resuscitate, and we've already seen reports of ISIS units attacking SDF positions in Raqqa, the war is going to be extremely complicated. So while the Turkish military and President Erdogan might hope for a swift victory, I think it's going to be anything but swift. And even in Afrin, Turkey hoped for a swift victory. And the victory was relatively quick because the Syrian Democratic Forces withdrew because they were indigenous population of Afrin, but they withdrew from the city to protect their city. So they allowed the Turkish and the allied their allied Syrian opposition forces to take the city. I think the situation here will be entirely different because all of those cities along the Syrian border have been held by Kurdish and Arab forces for some time, and they have nowhere else to go. So they're going to fight a lot harder. So the war is going to be complex, and how long it will take is anyone's guess. It's very likely to end up in a quagmire, which is in no one's interest. It's not in the interest of the Kurds. It's in the interest of Syrian refugees. It's not in the interests of Turkey, because they're going to lose soldiers. And Erdogan said some time ago, when the peace process was underway in Turkey, he didn't want to see any mothers cry. He meant Kurdish mothers, he meant Turkish mothers. And there's going to be a lot of mothers crying of all sorts of ethnicities. So it's not going to be a simple fight. It will take a long time.
Dr. William Gulay, thank you for being on SBS Kurdish, and thank you for your analysis.
Thank you very much, mate. It's my pleasure.
SBS Radio, Bashir Kurdin.